You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
No, this is not a drill. The White Sox have the number one pick in next year's draft.
Yes! 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 Yes!
They got it. Number one overall.
Number one.
Number one.
And it is a year where the number one prospect might be really, really damn good. Rock Kalowski.
Of course that's his name.
Good Polish kid.
Teddy. The Pope be coming through.
I think a rock shall lead you back to baseball relevance, White Sox fans.
If you smell
what the rock is
cooking.
He might be the best all-around shortstop prospect to come out of college in the last 20
since
years.
Since Colson Montgomery?
No, and yeah. It's the Bobby Witt Jr. feeling that when that guy was everybody... Well, actually, he went number two, right? Because Adley Rutschman went number one in that draft. We all know it went number three.
Yes.
Long live Andrew Vaughn!
But Rock... Kalowski.
Oh. No, not Rock Mamola.
John the Rock Mamola. The Rock Report.
What's that? Is that Danny's blog?
School of Rock?
School of Rock, sure. Rock the White Sox. Chris Getz does like it.
Rock the White Sox.
Sorry about that, everybody.
But man, I can't understate how big of a deal this is.
Brilliant move having a number one overall pick as your club rep, Harold Baines. That was a brilliant move by you.
Evidently.
All coming together.
What a fantastic turn of events. If you love the Chicago White Sox, and I'm falling in love by the breath.
What's the vibe in Chicago right now, Coach? You live there.
The vibe in Chicago is go White Sox.
Nice. I want you to put the word out there that we back up. Understand me? We back up.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and man, do we have a show in store for you. We are going to get the B-level Bears hit from Mark Grody, apparently, at 5 o'clock, looking somewhat forward to that, yeah. Now that we know that it's the B-level report.
So he was kissing the patooties of his midday partners, yeah, and telling them he was giving them the good stuff.
Says he doesn't get paid for our show.
Wow.
So he doesn't bring it.
Where's Chris Emma? Where's Chris Emma?
Let's get Emma warmed up.
Some people
like Chris Emma, and we're those people.
We're two people. You tell Mark Grody we got Chris Emma on speed dial. All right?
Turn the Page is at 4 o'clock. We will also take a look at the North. Teron Armstead is going to be on the show as well. Looking forward. Look, this is a guy who's played against these pass rushers that the Bears are dealing with. Micah Parsons last week and next week. And this week, Myles Garrett.
And Teron Armstead was once coached very successfully by Dan Roschar, who is now coaching the Bears' offensive line. So we get smarter as well in that department.
We are going to talk in about 15 minutes about Caleb Williams and where he can improve and how we might need to change our scope on his development. We'll take your temperature on that. Alex is here. Tanny is so fired up, he pulled a White Sox cap out of the closet to make sure that he was repping today.
Not out of the closet. It was right there on the hat rack. Easily accessible, baby.
How low on the hat rack? Let's be honest.
It was behind a Bears hat and my Jordan cap that I wear.
Which one is that? Because it's got Jackie on it, right?
Yeah. From a couple years ago. Yeah, you know. So
it's quality cap.
I noticed Lawrence is not wearing one. You know? By the way, that man is Matt Spiegel. I noticed Lawrence is not wearing a White Sox hat today.
I thought about it.
Yeah, well,
I did.
Did you give them all away?
No, I gave.
You gave them to the Pope.
No,
they're all in the Pope's Hall of Fame room.
No, I legit, last year during the 108 thing, I gave away like 10 of my caps.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I still have some, but it was like, I don't need this many caps, and people will get more enjoyment out of wearing them than I will. So you clean them up.
Yeah.
You sterilize them and you give them to people.
You're still just culturally a White Sox fan at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
But I mean, it's still my team.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know.
But they got the number one overall pick. And as we discussed, the kid, Rock Chalowski.
Kid Rock.
Chris Getz does like it.
Ball with the ball.
Is very likely the number one overall pick. There are some others possible, but Rock, as I said in there, might be the best all-around shortstop prospect to come out of college in the last 20 years.
I don't want people to fall for that. And I don't mean that you saying that, Speaks. Here's my thing about this. I think that...
The generational talent?
Yes. This is... Whenever we talk about drafts in whatever sport, it has now become a hyperbole contest that the next year's prospect is always going to be the greatest prospect that I've ever seen ever. Hmm. And when you say like the last 20 years to come out of college, Dansby Swanson came out of college 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like there have been a bunch of players who have come. Corey Seager came out 10 years ago. So I just want people to be happy. You should be happy, one, because the White Sox have choices. And if they want to go in the direction of pitcher, do it. But there are two really good shortstops at the top of this draft. One of them went to Alabama. You can make some choices on how to rebuild your team.
High tide!
High tide, indeed. I just want people to here's what I would like. And I know that it's hard because people are fans. And for White Sox fans in particular, the pickings are slim. Like, you're trying to be excited about things and you want things to get better. And you want to do it through sheer will. Mm. Like, you're trying to do it through sheer will of making the White Sox better. So my hope is that you don't just fall into the, well, such and such said that this guy is going to revolutionize the position. This guy is generational. And then when the player isn't generational or the player hits bumps in the road. And for White Sox fans, I would offer you Colson Montgomery, who a lot of White Sox fans looked towards as being kind of the savior of the franchise. And he wasn't that. Now, he's gotten himself on the right road, and I wish Chris Getz would be a little bit more descriptive when he was asked, I think it was Harold Reynolds, who asked him about Colson Montgomery and him going all the way back to non-play. I think it's one of the more interesting things that the White Sox have done is taking Colson Montgomery out of competition and then just saying, hey, we don't need to see you in competition right now. There are some things mechanically and fundamentally that we would like to get a hold of,
right,
without the stress of playing baseball.
You've been clear and good on Colson in that situation. This is about team building and dreams of a reemergence of a franchise. Tanny puts "we back" at the end of the open, and I don't know how tongue-in-cheek that is, but it's one.
No, I'm very serious.
He's wearing the White Sox cap.
He's got
today.
His cap
I'm
on.
I'm very
today.
Serious. You should know.
It's super serious.
It's one player. It's baseball. Okay, you need a lot more than one player,
and it might take him a while to one get to the major leagues
for
and
sure.
To be good at the major league level.
When Bobby Witt Jr. was the number two overall pick as a can't miss shortstop with five tool talent by the Kansas City Royals in 2019. Okay. You knew it was going to be a while. He doesn't get to the Royals in the big leagues till 2022. But they've been really pretty damn good and pretty relevant since Bobby Witt Jr. got there. He's not alone, obviously, and you need a lot of them. But if you can add a cornerstone like that, it can do a lot for you. But the better way to think about this, to me, is that you need as many of these guys as you can.
I agree with you.
And once you get one, then it can free you up. And if Colson is a real good player, it looks like maybe he can, and you move him to third base eventually, and then you got two, then you're getting somewhere. You know what I found myself thinking about as you were talking, Lawrence?
High tide.
How many of these kind of guys are Padres? Fernando Tatis Jr. was a do-everything shortstop.
It's usually where they come from.
Jackson Merrill was a do-everything shortstop, now a center fielder.
I showed you the mural.
It's what Theo was doing when he first got here, is
yes.
Acquire shortstops and put them all around.
These are the Padres who started out as like top-tier shortstop prospects. Tatis, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Jake Cronenworth, Luis Arraez. That's five! And then there's Xander Bogaerts. That's six! They got six. You find a spot for these people, but you do not pass up. If you've got one in your sights as the number one overall pick, who's the real deal, maybe he's Gunnar Henderson, who, by the way, was a second-round pick. But if he's one of those guys, you take him and you figure out where to play him down the road. Don't you worry about that. But to your point, you need a lot of them. They need more. But now you can add him to Braden Montgomery, who might actually be something.
I don't want people to not be excited about the White Sox having the number one pick. You should absolutely be excited about it. I'm just saying don't paint yourself into a corner of, well, everyone says that this guy is a can't-miss guy. And everyone says that this guy is a generational guy. And then
every time you say generational, though, I hear the Caleb Williams subtext.
I'm not trying to hide that. That is the context of this, is that you still have Bears fans now who, in my opinion, aren't giving Caleb enough space to grow into the player that we all hope he can be because people told them, no, this is a generational guy, right? Like, this is a plug-and-play guy. This is a guy supposed to come in here and fix everything for you tomorrow.
And not only did people tell you that, the Bears thought that was the case. They were like, hey, Caleb, here's a football. You got a dope as a head coach and a Seattle cast-off with the same agent who doesn't have a first 15 as your OC. Good luck, kid.
Well, see, and that's another part of this for the White Sox.
They need a really good infrastructure and coaching tree within the organization. But remember, I think they have made some of those advancements.
I agree.
And that's why you add talent like this. Maybe you can get somewhere.
I have no problem if that's their choice.
We back, baby.
I have no problem with that being their choice if that's their choice. They may say high school pitcher is our choice. I am curious on...
Hell no.
They'll
be wrong.
Hey, man, this is baseball. Weird things happen.
But that dude, that kid's arm could blow out twice before they're relevant. You load up on cornerstones like
how,
this.
How did the Cubs get Chris Bryant?
Mark Appel.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a bad mistake. The Mark Appel draft was a bad mistake. That's why I'm saying don't do that if you're the White Sox.
Right, but that my point is like when you start talking about, well, this guy is a consensus number one or this blah, 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 there might be a better fit for you of the five prospect, the five top prospects, there might be a better fit for you.
And maybe it's one of the young high school shortstops, because there's a kid from Alabama. There's two high school. There's a high school shortstop. There's an outfielder. Yeah, whichever it is. But give me five tool cornerstone position player at this point in your rebuild.
If you draft a shortstop, you can play the shortstop pretty much anywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why you should always draft them.
And this draft is in July, by the way. And I don't think I've earned the right to speak on behalf of White Sox fans anymore. You know, I went to one game last year.
I disagree.
I didn't really watch the past couple years because it was too hard for me, to be honest with you.
I think that too hard because you have to get an antenna. And then
Not logistically. The quality of play, in addition. But, like, I think the last 10 years, White Sox fans have felt kind of unlucky. Like, a lot of unfortunate things have happened. Some of them earned and some of them because of incompetence, but some of them just like freakishly unlucky. The way this 21 team unraveled with all the injuries, maybe that was because of certain things, but maybe there's some luck in that. And to win a World Series, you need some luck. And maybe this is the first time that Sox fans can feel like something, we were advantageous of something lucky happening to us last night.
Now that does remind me of the Caleb conversation. Like, oh, look at that. Lovie Smith did that. And, you know, Bears fans have had rotten luck, like all these different things that have happened, and now we fell into Caleb Williams.
Well, think about it. This is their worst year in franchise history, and that's when the draft lottery starts, and they pick like seventh or whatever it was.
Yeah, because the rules it changed, and you weren't guaranteed the number one pick or top ten pick anymore,
and again,
because of that.
Back to their own fault, you know what I mean? But still, it's still stuff that fans had to endure and not get much of a payoff from it. You know,
so you know, watch how his season plays out. That's fair, and watch what the White Sox continue to do organizationally. And there have been a lot of things. I think from a pitching infrastructure standpoint, the White Sox are in really good shape. But I'm not convinced the general manager nor the manager know what they're doing. That they're championship level at their job.
I don't know that the manager being championship level is something you need to know yet. Like, as long as he's a good safe atmosphere builder and teacher of fundamentals, that's fine right now.
Great. So you need the
general manager to know what he's doing, and I don't know exactly yet about that.
So we're just running it back with Ricky.
Hey man, it's worked for a lot of people. Call him Dale Swaim if you want. You know, it's like,
what is Ricky doing these days? Is he somebody's advisor or minor league guy?
I'll tell you one thing he's doing is he's turning down media requests.
What if I ask him to make ceviche?
But that he's accepting, as everybody is. Dude, if you can get some ceviche made,
we got a kitchen studio. We can have Ricky in here making ceviche.
Here's the thing, though. I will, just to counter a little, you want this guy. This year's MLB draft did not have anybody who profiles as good as theoretically Rock Chalowski. Chris Getz does like it. Rock Chalowski. Like, there's not Eli Willits, the high school shortstop who went one overall, or, you know, the Ethan Holliday, Jackson's little brother.
Well, yeah,
another high school shortstop, like a college shortstop who might be closer, and profiles like this was not in this year's draft. Okay. But we'll see.
But I would then ask Cub fans, how do you like your Dansby experience?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's been fine, but has it been great? Now, we're talking about a free agent signing, but Dansby had this type of juice when he was in the draft. I remember watching the Vanderbilt games and people talking about, man, there's this kid, this Dansby Swanson kid, who's got all the things. Baseball's a really difficult sport, and it's very hard to project out. And when you see the impact that Bobby Witt Jr. has, and hopefully they have fixed Colson Montgomery, and he can slot in and be your shortstop until whomever gets here, or your third baseman right now, and let him just grow into that position. All these things need to be taken into account. I don't want White Sox fans 2 years from now calling the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be Spiegel and someone else by then. I don't want them calling here and being like, you're the guys who told me this guy was a generational talent
at
shortstop.
I'll take care of that call. Like,
sir, we're talking about the Bears Super Bowl run. Please call back Sunday morning.
Sir, we're talking about the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Bears right now.
We're talking about league MVP Caleb Williams.
That's right.
And two-time coach of the year,
That's
Ben
right.
Johnson.
Let's talk about them next, as a matter of fact, because Ben said something about Caleb that had me thinking about Malcolm Gladwell, and I didn't like it. Let's talk about it next here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're going quick.
Yeah, don't get that. Defense is a little worn down after the long drive. Don't give him a chance to free. Go right back at it again.
Play fake. Williams looking, throwing. It is caught. Touchdown! Oh, Olave Zaccheaus!
I like the idea of getting Caleb outside of the pocket. He's been so dangerous all day. Drops it down barely through the arms of Nixon in coverage and finds Zaccheaus. What a catch. What a great camera angle. Sidearm delivery through Nixon's arms and then finds Zaccheaus from the pylon cam. What a drive, KB.
Yes, Caleb needs to get those million reps in.
That's what Ben said. Malcolm Gladwell had that book, Outliers, several years ago, where he talked about the 10,000 hours that a practitioner needs to have at whatever his chosen craft is, be it a blacksmith or an actor or a talk show host or what. I remember being pissed off when I heard it because I realized at that point in my life, I'd done like 7 different things for like 3,000 hours.
You're like, can't it all add up?
Nope. By now, you know, I've done talk shows for 10,000 hours.
Easily.
Probably. But anyway, Ben went million reps. He went Gladwell times 100, right? Or is 1,000, I guess, in talking about Caleb Williams today.
And at what point this season, like in season, did you notice the coaching or your teaching really start to click with Caleb?
He's been receptive from the get-go. It's just been a matter of reps. I think we've been, Declan and I have talked about that up here. He just needs a million reps right now, and you know we've probably gotten about 10,000. We're going to need another 100,000, you know, and we're working on it, and he's doing a great job taking it. There's some things that he's hearing for the first time, even after the game the other day. You know, I'm like, hey, next time we get this, we need to think, ba 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 ba. And so that's part of it, and he's banking those reps. I think he does a good job with that library that we keep talking about, where he's going to be able to go back and reference those coaching points, and he'll be better for it in the long run. So, you know, we're working every single day. I feel so strongly about the process that we have in place with him right now that I know the gains are going to come.
Okay, yeah. Hold on a second.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Because you know I'm not good at math.
Oh, I know.
But if he already has 10,000,
yep. And he needs another 100,000.
He just needs a million reps right now. And, but, you know, we've probably gotten about 10,000. We're going to need another 100,000, you know. And
that's 110,000 reps. That's not a million
that's
reps.
That's not a million reps. So he needs 10 more of that amount.
Obviously, this is hyperbole. I hate to make that the word of the day.
Whoa, hold on a second. Because I've been doing a little math here in advance of this segment.
You're also not good at math.
Well, but I used computers for this.
Ooh.
How about that?
Spaceman.
I used an adding
machine. Let's use ChatGPT again.
I used an adding machine.
Did Scott Davenport lend you his magic machine for this exercise?
I called John Dewan myself.
Hey.
I have called John Dewan myself, actually. Delightful man.
He is a delightful man.
But anyway, the NFL estimates you get 30 to 40 real-time reps in a practice as a quarterback. So, and you have three practices at a maximum. Call it 100 reps per week.
Well, can we make that? Let's make that 120 because we'll take the walkthrough as reps too.
Okay. So 120 per week times 17 games. It had been 1,700. Then I need 17 times 20.
I'm sorry.
It's another 340.
Sorry,
no,
to make
that's
the math more
that's
difficult.
A little more than 2,000. I've got
112, you. 129, 101, 126, 148, 160, no. 152, 117, 103.
So call it 2,000 during the course of a season. And then what's fair for a week for the rest of the year?
What's
the other 35
fair?
Weeks. I call it 100 per week. That's 3,500 plus those 2,200. That's about 7,000 in a calendar year. Okay? Actually, okay. About 5,000 in a calendar year.
All right. So how many years would it take you at 5,000 a year to get to a million?
A little more than 200 years.
I feel like Bears fans don't have that type of time.
To get to a million reps. Obviously, it is hyperbole. But if anybody was listening to our 5 o'clock segment last night, well, then you are a very lucky person.
If you stay through the White Sox talk, there's some really good stuff on the other side.
There really was, because there was some Caleb Williams accuracy conversation, including quotes from Press Taylor, and some analysis of how in structure for accuracy, Caleb probably needs at least one offseason to dial it in for this Ben Johnson system.
What do they call it, Alex? What do they call it when a player is a junior and then all of a sudden they're a sophomore? What do they call that in college?
Or redshirting?
No, not the redshirting. It's the reclassification.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I think we need to reclassify, and we've talked about this since the beginning. We need to reclassify Caleb as a rookie.
Mm.
Now, look, if you go back to the beginning, and we're not just pulling this out of thin air. Ben Johnson was asked, like, back in the summer, was asked, like, hey, what type of...
Yeah, what did he get? What did he experience
last
year? Yeah,
does that experience matter? And Ben was like, nah, none of it. Like, none of that experience from season one matters at all. So maybe there needs to be a reclassification of Caleb as a rookie quarterback.
I think that is sadly true in terms of wanting him to be accurate within structure, which is the other half of what it is to be a full quarterback in the NFL, as Ben talked about eloquently the other day, this fusion of what he can do outside structure and what he has to do in structure. I was talking to a baseball person before the show, and I mentioned this million reps thing and told him we were going to do the math, and he laughed at that, and he said, that reminds me of when baseball people like to say you need 1,000 plate appearances in the minors. Like a position player needs 1,000 plate appearances. He says, yeah, I guess that's true, except for the ones that don't. Except for the ones that don't need that.
Except for like King Griffey Jr.
Sure. Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Harris of the Braves. Like guys who came up quick and don't need it.
But that goes back to Malcolm Gladwell, right? Outliers.
Sure.
Like these are outliers.
Correct.
That you're talking about.
Like Drake May hasn't had a million reps.
Well, I mean,
Bo Nix had a million reps.
Not a million. And I think the Drake May comp is probably better than the Bo Nix because it's a different coaching staff. Right from year one to year two,
yeah,
and he's succeeding in year two.
So Drake May is an outlier.
He might be, or it might be the same thing that's happening with Caleb, where it's like, oh, would you look at this? I've got actual coaches who know what the bleep they're doing, and look at that, I somehow got better.
Yeah, I think it's. You know, texture says, I don't think it's hyperbole. The math is Ben's way of subtly telling us it'll never happen.
More work.
Or at least, I don't think he's saying it'll never happen, texture. I think he's saying cool your jets.
He needs more work.
He needs a lot more work.
Let's talk about this offensive line in front of Caleb. Teron Armstead played for a long time. He was a really good offensive lineman. We'll ask him what he thinks about this Bears offensive line coming up next.
By the way, head out to Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norridge tomorrow from 5:30 to 7 p.m. You can meet Layla Rahimi and register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell at Moretti's in Edison Park on December 16th. It's all brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city.
It's delicious. You should get yourself some. And go see Layla. We'll be back with Teron after this on The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.